Russia's adoption ban impact through the eyes of two different groups. A Bible study for women makes a huge difference for Peruvian inmates. And God's words finally being heard by Muslim ears in Mozambique. Find out why on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The U.S. Senate unanimously passed a resolution last week condemning Russia's anti-adoption ban. They're not the only voices added to those protesting it. It puts hundreds of adoptive families and thousands of orphans in limbo. What happens now? Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says,
"We did have a move by the Russian government that was announced earlier that they were going to transition into a foster home program. That's certainly going to take a lot of time if they head in that direction, and we don't really know how much progress they're going to make on it."
However, SGA has its Orphans Reborn program that connects local churches to the kids. With hopes of an adoptive family dashed, believers can teach the kids about a real forever family.
"That really makes SGA's Orphans Reborn ministry all the more important, that we can help local churches be able to get into these children's homes and minister the gospel and the love of Christ to these children."
Prayer for Wisdom helps. Your involvement will make a difference. Find out how at missionnetworknews.org. Next, it's been about a week since Russia's ban on American adoptions went into effect. One of the last families to make it home with their daughter is praising God. John and Cheryl Nauta of Michigan brought 16-year-old Ayla home just under the wire. Any delays this time would have meant leaving her behind. Nauta says some families didn't make it.
"We were in a group of 10. We heard the case of one family whose court date was that previous Monday, and the judge approved their adoption. Then there's the 30-day waiting period. The Russians are not going to allow them to take this child home. It's just heartbreaking."
Buckner International was the agency who facilitated the adoption. Will their work continue? Buckner's Jenny Pope says they do more than just adoption services.
"Our NGO there does tremendous work in the orphanages and with churches and in the communities, and we have really strong relationships with many of them, and so we are very committed that we are going to continue working in Russia."
There's a whole lot more to this story, and you can find it at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. The 15-year-old girl who was shot in the head in Pakistan was released from a European hospital Friday. Malala Yousafzai was targeted by the Taliban because she spoke out for girls' rights to education. This is just one example of what Chairman Albert David of the Pakistan United Christian Movement is fighting against. According to Voice of the Martyrs Canada, the new political party wants equity for Pakistani Christians and minorities. They're gaining attention. Pray for the situation. Meanwhile, what image comes to mind when you think of women prisoners?
"They have committed murders and robbery and prostitution and drugs, all kinds of things. But they're just women, you know? I mean, they're people. They've made mistakes. They've had a rough time in their lives, perhaps."
Each week, female inmates in Peru meet with the Mission Society's Louise Reimer for a Bible study. It's where women study God's Word and share concerns for their families.
"They are just hurting so much, and we are just hoping that we can bring them some hope, bring them Jesus Christ, and help them to have some peace in their lives, even in the midst of their difficult circumstances."
She says you can have this type of ministry wherever you are.
"We can all make a difference in somebody else's life. It's just a matter of, you know, asking God. I continually ask God to put people in my life that I can serve, people that I can have words for that will encourage them and share Christ with."
And maybe you'll never travel to Mozambique, but you can impact lives there. Audio Scripture Ministries just finished recording 7 Old Testament books in Kimwani, a native language spoken by over 50,000 Muslims in Mozambique. 60% of the people there can't read. These recorded Old Testament books will be combined with the New Testament and given to villagers this year. $40 gets one audio Bible into the hands of a family. You can take action at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Christian Aid Mission is offering the book Clay in the Potter's Hand by Dorothy Sun. This book tells you about Dorothy's life in a Chinese labor camp, torture for her faith, yet her drive to serve Christ. As you read her story, you'll be moved by how she risked it all to follow Christ. Get your free copy of Clay in the Potter's Hand at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.